I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
There you go. Let's all say good morning to Kayla from Cave Creek.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
We hear you're having problems with your boyfriend. Is it Robert?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, he's in the middle of moving right now, so he's having all his mail forwarded to my place. And
he's moving in with you?
No.
So he's in the middle of getting his own apartment?
We've only been together like 5 months, so we're not moving in together.
Okay.
He's leaving his old place, and he's going into a new place, and so he had his mail forwarded to my place because it was like, it won't get lost that way, and...
Got yeah, you.
That's not why I'm not calling about the mail. It's a specific piece of mail that I got. So one day, I noticed he got some mail, and it was addressed to my love. And it wasn't specifically written to somebody, so I opened it, thinking, okay, that's weird, but, like, maybe it's, like...
For you?
Well, yeah, it wasn't his handwriting, but it was, like, maybe it's from, like, a place,
okay.
But it's a Hallmark card, and it said, I'm reading this now, okay, it goes, I'm missing you extra, especially today, Bobby. I love you, and I can't wait to be home soon, okay? And then there's also a bunch of heart doodles all over the card, and it's signed Love, Stephanie. So I'm like, well, Bobby's his nickname, you know, it's Robert, but only, like, his close family addresses him by that name, like his brother, I think he's cheating, but, like, it's so weird. Like, I don't know when he's cheating. Like, we're together all the time, so this is just, like, such
Well, not
mess.
All the time. Where's he at right now?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's at work right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think that maybe Stephanie is like a younger cousin or like a niece or something like that? Because you're saying there's all these doodles on the card or whatever.
No, that was not the...
5 months, I think you would know his circle kind of close enough to know if you've heard of Stephanie before.
Right.
I would think so. I really only know like his bros, like a handful of like good friends. And so if he's cheating, they've got his back, I guess.
Yeah, you're just going to throw his friends under the bus? They might not know about a possible side chick, though. We can't just blame his
Whatever.
Friends like that.
You're not going to cover up for your friend if they're cheating?
Yeah, I probably would.
Exactly.
Is this a deal breaker? You said you've been 5 months and you're moving in. It seems pretty serious. So if we do call him up, set him up with a staycation, he says someone else's name. We do have counselors on standby. Would you try to work it out with him? Or?
I mean, we've been together for 5 months. I don't want to waste any more time. Like, what's the point?
Right.
Like, if there's somebody else, forget it. But, like, he's not talking. And I don't want to be the crazy person who goes, I opened your mail, and who's this? So I just figured this was better on the radio. I don't know.
Are you opposed to a throuple? You know what a throuple is?
What is a throuple?
It's, instead of a couple, it's three people. So we call it a throuple. Like a three-person relationship. Are you opposed to this?
Yeah, I don't want to be in a three-person relationship. That's why I'm calling.
You can say it with me. You can call it a throuple. Go ahead.
I don't want to be in a throuple.
Okay. Rolls off the tongue.
I'm kind of scared of Kayla, so...
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's save the anger for Robert here, if so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's call Robert and see who the hell Stephanie is, okay?
So direct.
Let's get right down to it. She ain't down with a throuple. I mean, I'm trying to compromise the situation.
I get it. And the only way we can find out is by doing the setup with him. So let's get ready, because you sound like a feisty one, girl.
Yes, you do. You're ready to put your hair up and fight Stephanie with your palm, aren't you?
I think she's ready to fight you.
Right. Hey, man, we friends, Kayla, okay? Well, I got your back.
I guess we're friends, but I don't want to be in a throuple.
Okay, no throuple. Okay, that's off the board. Take that off the board, Anish.
I didn't put
Erase
it on
it.
There.
Staycation setups up next with Kayla calling her man Robert. See what his deal is with your morning mess. Okay, your morning mess back with a staycation setup. We talked to the very feisty Kayla moments ago.
Yeah.
Thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her because he was getting his mail forwarded to her house while he was moving to another place. And she got a letter that could be possibly mean she's a side chick.
We don't know that.
Per se.
But we don't know that.
Right, true. So Kayla, this piece of mail that you got said what now?
Well, it was a card from Stephanie, and she says, okay, she goes, I'm missing you extra, especially today, Bobby. I love you, and I can't wait to be home soon. So, and then there's like little hearts. And
let's call Robert off from the free romantic staycation and see who he wants to put on the reservation. And if he says anybody else's name, Kayla, the show is yours, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Robert?
Who's this?
Hi, Robert. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really, really good news for you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay. We're giving you that weekend in our penthouse suite, accompanying that with our honeymoon package.
How did you get my number?
I'm working off of an online database. We're looking to see if people could just do a review of their experience, maybe on Yelp and Google. But since this is a romantic weekend, we have an opportunity for you to leave a personalized note. And I can either put something generic on that note, or if you'd like to add a personal message for your guest, I can go ahead and take that down. And I'll do that whenever you're ready, sir.
Okay. If all I have to do is like leave a review, I can do that. I guess on the note, here's something special for us, baby, because we've been apart for too long.
Okay, for far too long. Now, I just have one more question for you, and that is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name's Stephanie.
Who the f*** is Stephanie?
Robert.
Hello?
Hey, Rob, we gotta let you know you're live on the radio really quick. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, bro.
Oh my god. Like
what now?
Your girlfriend? Kayla's on the line, who suspects you of cheating.
Who's Stephanie? Can you tell me?
Bring up that note, though.
Oh, my God.
Who is Stephanie?
And why she love you?
Well, I mean, she's my girlfriend.
What do you mean you have a girlfriend?
But isn't what? Kayla your girlfriend?
Hella confused.
Just say it. Oh, God.
I'm trying. Hang on. Just hang on. Like, Stephanie and I were dating for a long time, and then she left to go on a mission trip into Mexico for, like, her church.
Oh. So she's Mormon?
You're cheating on a church girl?
You're cheating on a Mormon?
No, well, I wasn't.
The other eight wives are not going to appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
I thought we were done when she left. She was gone for, like, a year, but now she's back.
What are you planning to do now that she's back?
Well, I don't know.
Are you planning to date both of us?
You didn't tell her that you had a new girl?
No, I hadn't really figured out what I was going to do yet because she's, you know, when she came back, I was going to, like, see her and see if there was a spark still there
What the?
I'm not playing, like, a little game of The Bachelor with you. Like, this is not how this works.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Don't give him a rose.
We talked about exes. Like, that was the time to bring this up.
Right.
And now you're getting, like, I love you mail, and you're going to juggle both of us to see if there's what us. Like, I'm done. Like,
no.
Bye. No, bye.
She hung up. Here's the thing, Robert. If she went to Mexico, gone for a year, she's going to come back with some Mexican tendencies. If she finds out you have a new girlfriend, she's going to smack you in the head with a chancla.
Oh,
you know what a chancla is?
Oh, my God. Joey.
Have you ever heard of a chancla?
Those, like, cookie things?
They're not cookie things. Those are conchas.
Ha-ha.
Chancla is like a slip or a flip-flop. She's going to smack you in the head when she finds out you have a new girlfriend.
You're going to learn real quick. If not her, it's going to be Kayla.
Natasha's half Mexican. Let him know what to expect from his ex, now turned new girlfriend.
I mean, you might have some clothes cut up.
Right. She will give you a paper cut on your nipple if you're not acting
wow.
right.
Okay.
Ow.
Robert?
Yeah?
Run. Just run. Move. You're moving anyways. Move to New Mexico. You're getting back a New Mexican anyways.
Joey, all right, that's enough.
You
Natasha,
just gotta go.
Do you have counseling services?
This I could guy try risked it to get the biscuit.
I can.
I'm going to go talk to Kayla.
There
she,
we go.
She needs my help.
Anything to say, Robert, or as your old girlfriend turned new girlfriend, we'll be calling you Roberto. Do you have any last words?
Honestly, no. Now I'm just scared of everything, so I guess I got to go figure some stuff out.
Okay.
Have you ever gone towards the border and you see those signs that cuidado with the people running? That is your situation, not cuidado.
What does that even mean?
It means be careful because there might be people, you know, running across the roadway.
Just saying it. Roberto, say it with me, cuidado.
Cuidado.
There you go. Run. Run, Roberto.
Gosh. You're so ridiculous.
Run!
But this is needed advice.
I said run, Roberto.
Shut up, Joey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.